Thank you for calling customer support. This is Shante. May I please have your zip code?
94553.
94553. Mm-hmm. One moment, sir. I'll go ahead and I'll pull up that account. Okay. Go ahead and give me your name.
Do I have an account with you?
I won't know unless I have your name.
Okay.
I have a listing of people.
Last name is Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y.
I don't see your name on the account. I mean, I don't see your name in a listing. Let me make sure I have the zip code correct. It's 94553?
94553, and the name is Harlan Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y.
No, sir, I don't have a name under this zip code.
I'm calling about a bill I received on my credit card.
Okay.
For $69.97.
Yes, sir. Okay. Let's see here.
I just wondered what I bought, if anything, because I don't
yes,
recognize
sir.
This.
I understand. Let me see if I can. Let's try your telephone number. Let's see if we can pull you up on the telephone number.
Well, thank you for your efforts.
Sure. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Phone number is 925-822-2863.
I'm sorry, that's a little too fast. Slow down for me.
925-822-2863.
2863. Okay, let's try that. There you are. Okay. All right, so I see here. Go ahead and verify your address for me, please, okay?
1061 Palm Avenue.
Okay.
Martinez, California.
Very good. Thank you so much, Mr. Bailey, for that information. Okay, I see here that you purchased a Hype watch, which is a great watch. It tracks your heart rate and it sends messages from your
really?
Cell phone.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a scam.
Oh, okay.
I made a mistake. There was some kind of a deal came in and they said, you won a prize, you know, buy this watch for $7.95. So I sent them $7.95 and I got this watch. And now I got a bill for $69.97. What's going on over there, Shante? Huh? What's going on over there, man?
Okay, well, let me check into it. Okay, let me see what has happened.
Well, I won't do that stuff anymore. I'll tell
yes,
you that.
Sir. Okay, hold on.
I'm not going to buy anymore.
Second.
I got to tell you, Shante, it's not a very good watch. I don't think it's worth $70.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, let's see what has happened here to your account. Okay. Okay. So, I see here that it was you did pay the shipping and handling of $7.92.
That's what it said. It said pay the shipping and handling. That was like a month ago. Wait a minute.
Okay.
It was the 2nd of February. Yeah.
Yeah. It's February the 9th. I see where it started. Okay. So, Mr. Bailey,
I made a mistake.
What I see.
So I made a mistake. I misread that thing.
Okay.
I thought that if I sent $7.95, it was for the whole thing because it said it was a prize that I'd won.
Yes,
doing
sir.
Doing something, you know, doing a survey or something.
Uh-huh.
And now I get this bill for $69 and for $70, basically.
Yes, sir.
Something's wrong here, Shante.
Yes, sir. Okay, let me see if I can explain
it
to you. Okay, let me try to explain it to you, Mr. Bailey, all right? Okay, so I see here where the charges was for $7.92, and it did happen on February the 9th, and it also shows here where you paid that shipping and handling charge to begin a trial. That's what it says. And now it does state in the terms and condition that it was a 14-day trial where you would we would ship you out a 30-day, not 30, I'm sorry, you would ship
so,
you out
so
the
I
item.
Didn't re- I didn't, so that's the trick. I didn't read all the terms and conditions.
Yeah, the terms
that's
and conditions. Yeah, that's what it says here, the terms and conditions. Yes, sir, I'm sorry. And
well,
for
I,
your
so,
inconvenience,
I'm gonna,
what I can do is I can offer you a 35% refund on that price of that watch. Is that something?
35% refund?
Yes, sir.
35% refund. Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay, very good. So I'll just go ahead and do that. And I do apologize. I'm sorry you weren't aware of the terms and conditions, okay? So just give me a moment. I'll go ahead and I'll refund
it. I think the whole thing was deceptive, I hear.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Because they presented it as being a prize, something you'd gotten for doing a survey or some such thing.
I'm sorry.
And, that's how it was presented, and I didn't read the terms and conditions. Now I got this bill.
I think
the way your company or whoever you're representing sold that thing was deceptive.
Yes, sir. I understand what you're saying. I just want you to know that I'm a third-party call center representative, so I don't handle that end. Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. That's why I'm okay. Not getting upset at you. Because I
really, okay.
On.
I understand. I understand. Thank you so much, sir. Hang on a second. Let me go ahead and get you what that would be.
Okay. Yeah. Give me the 35% refund. I would appreciate that.
Sure.
I'll be looking for that.
Yeah.
I suppose this is going to show up on my next credit card bill.
If you have the system set up where show
you
instantaneous.
I got another question. How are you going to give me the refund?
Okay. So it was charged on your card 7252, ending in 7252 on a Visa. Okay.
I have a bill here for $69.97.
Yes, sir. It's $69.97 was charged on your Visa card ending in 7252.
Yeah.
Okay, so I see that, and I can refund that back to that card.
Yeah, go ahead and do that, Shante. I would appreciate that if you would go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
Shante, may I ask you, at your call center there, do you represent more than one company? Do you have like a number of?
Yeah, it's a number of them. It's over 400.
Maybe if you make a note to these guys, I'm going to be sending a letter to the California State of California Attorney General about deceptive advertising.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I appreciate your attention and I appreciate the refund.
Sure, sure, sure. Hold on just a second.
I don't know if I'll send them a letter. Maybe if I get around to it, but I would appreciate the refund. And I have to say that the way they presented this to me was very deceptive.
Yeah, yes, sir. I do apologize that you weren't aware of the terms and condition, but let me just clarify. I was letting you know it was going to, the price of it is $69.97 for the watch, and I can refund 35% of that. I just want to make clear to you that, okay?
Please do.
Okay, sure. Just give me one moment, and I'll go ahead and I'll take care of that for you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to watch out these days, Shante.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that.
Must have been a weak moment on my part. I didn't even need anything like that. Anyway, you got to watch out these days.
Yeah, you just enjoying the internet or the survey or whatever. You know, you just, hey, I get it. I do. I get it.
Yeah, okay. I didn't read all the fine print, evidently.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and refund it. I'm doing it now.
Okay,
that's going to be $24.49 refunded back to you, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that. $24.49, Shante.
Yes, sir.
Better luck with the rest of your partners over there.
I tell you.
If you got any more like that, I feel sorry for you.
Oh, what?
No, I shouldn't have said that. If you have any more like that, get rid of them. Work for some
okay.
honest people.
Yes, sir. Okay, let me just go ahead and make those notations to your account really quick, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I'll be darned. Isn't that
something? Oh, yeah, I feel bad. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess. Okay. I've already got you taken care of.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well,
all right, so you're all good.
I hope I don't talk to you again.
Yeah, I know. I would love to have met you on different circumstances and would have talked to you all day long. You're such
yes,
a nice
ma'am.
Person. Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Bailey, for calling customer support. You have a great day, okay?
Thanks for your help today.
You're welcome. Thank you again for calling customer support. Bye now.